From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat. Snakes in my case.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
Local news.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, May 13th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Templeton Feed and Grain raises over $400,000 for recovery. Two Templeton CSD seats open for November election. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 53 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Cowmeadow Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. On July 4th, 2025, a fire destroyed much of the grain silo for the Templeton Feed and Grain Building. Since then, the community has rallied to support the German family in its pursuit to recovery and rebuild the longtime local business. Community events, fundraisers, auctions, sponsorships, and individual donations has led to a total of $455,000 raised for the feed and grain after processing fees. The demolition of the storefront was also completed in February 2026, marking the final removal of the structure lost in the fire. Attention will now shift to rebuilding and the future of the business. Plans are underway for a new storefront. While the poured-in-place concrete facade dating back to 1912 could not be preserved due to structural limitations, the new design is expected to reflect the historic look and footprint of the original building. Rick German, Templeton Feed and Grain co-owner, expressed his appreciation to all who rallied resources in support. The Templeton CSD has two open seats for this November election. CSD is an independent government agency that provides water, sewer, fire and emergency services, solid waste, parks and recreation, and other limited services for the 8,000 residents in the Templeton area. The board of directors is made up of five persons, with meetings once a month on the third Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. The only requirements for a potential board member is that the individual must be a registered voter that resides within CSD boundaries. The nomination period to file declaration of candidacy forms for this November election will be July 13th through August 7th. 12-year-old on e-bike sustains major injuries in collision. I'll have that and other stories coming up. Cape Huron News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. A 12-year-old child was injured this weekend during an incident involving a vehicle and an e-bike. San Luis Obispo Police Department says it occurred on Saturday, May 9th at about 4:30 p.m. at Duval Park near Spooner Drive and Welsh Court. Police found the injured child at the site on an electric bike, not wearing a helmet at the time of the collision. The child sustained major injuries and was treated at a hospital before being flown out of the area due to the significant nature of their injuries. The department says the child has undergone several surgeries and is currently in stable condition in an out-of-area trauma center. The involved vehicle is a San Luis Obispo County resident cooperating with the investigation. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo will begin its prescribed burns with Camp Roberts National Guard Base and Air Pollution Control Agencies today. Burns will go from May 13th to the 15th, then again May 20th to the 22nd. These burns are part of specialized training programs for CAL FIRE personnel from across the state. Residents in the San Miguel area, northwestern Paso Robles, and surrounding areas should expect to see smoke during training operations. Also a reminder that prescribed burns are scheduled to occur through May 21st near Camp Roberts as well, with the largest proposed to occur on the 19th, up to 12,000 acres. The annual Memorial Day ceremony at the Paso Robles District Cemetery will be held Monday, May 25th at 11 a.m. The day will feature a flyover by the Estrella Warbirds, an invocation, guest speaker, CSM Irma Ortiz, Command Sergeant Major, 223rd Regiment, RTI of Camp San Luis Obispo. The celebration will feature patriotic songs, the national anthem, and a closing prayer followed by the Camp Roberts Honor Guard and U.S. Army signal activity, concluding with the raising of the flag. And also a reminder that Atascadero's commemoration will be that day as well at the Faces of Freedom Memorial starting at 11 a.m. The event will feature a flyover by the Estrella Warbirds, colors accompanied by pipes and drum corps through the Welcome Home Military Flag Line, and a barbecue by the Kiwanis. CHP has released the identity of a man killed in a crash this past weekend on Nacimiento Lake Drive. According to a release from CHP, the deceased passenger is 48-year-old Paso Robles resident Matthew Baumgartner. Baumgartner was in the back seat of a 2015 Chevrolet Camaro driven by 44-year-old Joseph Mitchell Pate, who was arrested on suspicion of DUI that evening. Pate was driving at an unknown speed, and for unknown reasons, the vehicle veered off the road, prompting Pate to overcorrect and collide with the tree. The front passenger, 41-year-old Matt Garcia of Paso Robles, also sustained major injuries. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Giants beat the Dodgers 6-2, the Cardinals over the Athletics 6-4, the Brewers beat the Padres 6-4, the Guardians over the Angels 3-2, the Yankees beat the Orioles 6-2. Tonight, the Giants will face the Dodgers, the Athletics will go against the Cardinals, the Padres will face the Brewers, the Angels will go against the Guardians, and the Yankees will face the Orioles. In California news, online retail seller eBay, founded in California, rejected a $56 billion takeover from GameStop, saying the proposal was neither credible nor attractive. GameStop, a national gaming retailer, said that its 1,600 U.S. stores could become a drop-off and shipping locations as a way to compete with Amazon. eBay's response said they are confident in being a strong, resilient business. Governor Gavin Newsom has appointed Rohit Chopra, former director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, to lead a new state agency focused on consumer protections and business regulations. Chopra formerly served in the federal level, but clashed with Donald Trump and GOP representatives. California State University campuses trustees voted unanimously on allowing three-year bachelor degree programs. Three new types of degrees were introduced: a Bachelor of Education for aspiring teachers, Bachelor of Professional Studies, targeting employees pursuing managerial positions, and Bachelor of Applied Studies for students with vocational or technical training. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, Global Pulse industry leaders are gathered this week here in Orlando, Florida for Pulses 26, bringing together growers, exporters, processors, logistic companies, and international buyers from around the world. And our coverage is sponsored by Northern Pulse Growers, locally grown, globally known, connecting your operation to the markets that matter most. Learn more at northernpulse.com. Well, Hattie Doney with the Doney Group out of Pakistan told me that this event helps companies strengthen relationships with suppliers they work with throughout the entire year.
The face-to-face time that you get, the people that you work with over the phone, over emails, you get to sit down with them, have a meal, have coffee, build further, deeper connections. A lot of business gets done, so that's why we make it a point to attend GPC conferences and Gulf Food Show in Dubai every year.
And Doney says that U.S. Pulses have earned a strong reputation in the international marketplace.
U.S. Pulses, you know, not just because I'm here, they're the best in the world.
Industry leaders say events like Pulses 26 remain critical for building relationships, expanding export opportunities, and sharing the nutritional benefits of pulses.
The Northern Pulse Growers Association is proud to sponsor the Growing Pulse Crops podcast, your go-to resource for practical pulse production insights. Each episode features farmers, researchers, or industry experts sharing real-world tips to help you boost yields, manage pests and disease, and get the most from your pulse crops. Whether you grow peas, lentils, or chickpeas, you'll find information you can put to work on your farm right away. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or visit growingpulsecrops.com.
Horn flies can take a bite out of your cattle's performance. These pests feed on cattle up to 30 times a day, stressing animals and cutting into profits. Fight back. SmartLick Supplement's low moisture blocks, available with Altacid or Clarify, help break the horn fly life cycle. Less fly pressure means cattle can spend more time grazing and growing. Take control of fly problems this season. Visit SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet, faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said it will make available up to $9 million to fund the removal of clean peach orchards by growers whose long-term contracts with Del Monte Foods were voided following the company's bankruptcy and the closure of its cannery in Modesto. In business for 139 years, Del Monte contracted about 35% of California's clean peaches last year. The funding from USDA will support the removal of up to 420,000 clean peach trees, or approximately 3,000 acres. We're grateful for the swift action taken to protect peach growers, the peach industry, their families, and the rural communities that depend on this industry, Rich Hudgens, president and CEO of the California Canning Peach Association, said in a statement. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. CHP reports there is a traffic collision with no injuries near 6405 Estrella Road. A gray Toyota Camry hit a deer. CHP has a unit en route. No further information is available at this time. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 80s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid 40s, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 80s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Friday, mostly sunny on Saturday, sunny on Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny Tuesday and Wednesday. Upper 80s Friday, mid 80s on Saturday and Sunday, low 80s on Monday, mid 80s on Tuesday, 87 a week from today. Currently it is 54 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside, out to Creston, and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Prices paid at the wholesale level before they reach consumers jumped in April. The producer price index rose 1.4% for the month, up 1% for core PPI, excluding food and energy. For the year ending in April, the PPI rose 6%, up 5.2% for core PPI. Economists were anticipating a 0.5% increase from March to April and 4.9% for the year ending in April, and also readings for March PPI were revised higher. President Trump has arrived in China for meetings there. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang joined the delegation of corporate leaders in Alaska, where Air Force One was refueling. And Nissan says it is back to making a profit after nearly 2 years of losing money. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us.
Michaels Optical.
Okay, a reminder coming up the 19th through the 21st at Abella Jewels Fine Jewelry, the buying event, and you'll be able to speak with a state specialist who will give your items a free, no-obligation offer. They buy gold and silver jewelry, diamonds, coins, and currency, also artwork, antiques, and much more. So don't miss this opportunity to get paid for your unused valuables at no cost to you. Call or text Bella Jewel, 805-238-2231. All righty, email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Ready to go, and it's brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, serving you since 1979. 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL. Ready to go.
Walking through the park, it wasn't quite dark. There was a man sitting on a bench. Out of the crowd as his head rolling by, he just pawed and it made no sense. He just goes.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, sound off. Eric's in for Karen, and you're in for a treat. Why do I say that? Well, because Eric will be interviewing three people about a mistake on the voter guide info and what the county is doing to correct the mistake. So, attorney Chuck Bell and candidates for clerk recorder Vanessa Razzo, and you may remember, Gaia Powell will be on. Okay, since I don't get a count of a voter guide because I don't live in this county, can anybody tell me what the error is? By the way, that means that's the bat phone to Darcia. the bat line to Darcia, because I don't know anything about the mistake. I haven't been able to find anything in what it is or wording or et cetera, et cetera. That little help is needed. Let's see here. We did get an email. Where is it? It's over here. Why is everything just a little backward this morning? Okay. Oh, speaking of Templeton Feed and Grain, has anyone been arrested? And if so, do they have to pay restitution? I don't know if anybody has been arrested. From what I recall, remember they had they were showing the videos, and it looked like that they were, shall we say, underage. So I can't answer that. I've heard some rumors, but they're rumors, so this is not social media. But there are some, you know, depending on the kids, there's, if a minor, again, limits on parental liability. If a minor is ordered to pay restitution, the court may hold parents or guardians liable. Now, parental liability limits, according to this, for parents is often capped, according to limits in the civil code, whatever, they have all these numbers, up to $52,800 per act. As of recent adjustments, this can be changed. Also, the ability to pay, unlike in juvenile cases, when holding parents liable for restitution, the court must consider the parent's ability to pay. And then there is obviously the collection period. A restitution order is a lifelong debt and can be enforced indefinitely until paid, including by the franchise tax board. So interest at 10% per year can be added to the unpaid balance of a restitution order and so forth and so on. Anyway, I think this is an, because it says here the civil code sections, it can be changed and it should. And again, this is not one size fits all when you're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars of damage and so forth and rebuilding. That needs to be looked at carefully and adjusted according to the damages done. So I don't know how you go about changing that, because I've been told by a couple of elected officials, well, it's too hard to change laws. It's easy to put them in, but apparently it's hard to do away with them or adjust them. Just can't do it. No. Yep, there's one of the few things in life that can't be changed. Imagine that. Imagine that. All right, Chris, also, you had this story, well, a California story. I'll give you a little heads up here.
Which California story?
It has to do with the colleges and the degrees.
Yes, the three new types of degrees, the three-year bachelor degree programs.
And one is for becoming a teacher.
I don't know about becoming a teacher because I know that's a very long process, but I'm just going to say safely, to help become a teacher.
To help become a teacher.
Yes.
Okay, so they're going to speed that up to 3 years.
I don't think so. I don't think that's what that means.
Okay. Let's go to the bat line, hopefully. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. In addition to what you said about orders of restitution, they can be converted to a judgment in restitution, and they are not dischargeable in bankruptcy.
Okay. So, is there a point where...
That's why they're there for life.
All right, so in the case of a juvenile, so the parents, again, we're just assuming here, the parents start paying back the restitution. Is there any point in the juvenile when they become of legal age that they have to take over the responsibility? Or
that, I don't know. The parents would have to try to convert the judgment to the juvenile. I know that much, but I don't know the procedure to do that.
What happens when if this is over a long period of time? What happens when and if the parents die?
It goes away.
It goes away.
Yeah. You can go after their estate if they had anything left when they died in probate.
All right. Is there a way for a family to, again, lack of a better term, to manipulate it so nobody can touch the money when they're dead or any of their assets?
No, some people think that they can protect it by putting their assets in a trust, but that's not true.
Okay.
Because anybody, even if your assets are in a trust, anybody can open a probate on somebody that died and then go after their assets, even though they were in a trust. So the trusts are not foolproof from being attacked.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Have a nice day.
All right. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us on this edition here on The Right Choice. Let's see here. I'll go back to something before I get to this college thing because this came in. This on the diapers, the irresponsible people that decide to have children and want us to pay for diapers. It says here babies use about 50 diapers a week. That seems like a lot. I don't know, folks. Does anybody know? Anyway, so why would Newsom even bother with 400 diapers? More idiocy. Well, because it's the carrot. It's the carrot. That's why. And instead of addressing the issue, pay for your own damn diapers. It's pretty simple, but not in California. So anyway, all right, Chris, so these degrees and so forth, let me ask you first. Well, no, I'll state first because I had a professor at East Tennessee State. He was a communications professor. He told me we didn't need to be here 4 years. What about you?
I wasn't at college for 4 years either.
Well, you probably because you zipped through your grade through your classes, right?
More or less, yes. I took a lot of summer courses basically every year, so okay. I have a quote unquote 4-year degree, but it didn't take me 4 years.
All right, but in the normal, do you think that I realize that some degrees are a lot more difficult and take more time, but do you think in general that you would have needed to be there 4 years?
No, not at all. And part of that has to do with the general education requirements versus the actual requirements for my major. The GE requirements, took about a year and a half on their own. And then the major requirements also took about a year and a half on their own. So if you let's say, cut down on the GE a little bit, then that just leaves more time for the major to either be probably maybe 2 years or maybe just 3 years of nothing but the major. Now, I understand the benefits to GE, but I think that looking back on it, I don't know if having that much of it was really necessary.
All right, because people are just taking them courses because they have to.
Pretty much, yes. Some of them did interest me as to whether or not I would have taken them regardless of whether or not I needed them for my major. I'm not certain, but I don't think the amount of classes that I needed to take for GE was all that helpful.
I'm with you. I like some of my GE courses, and I also got into some that I didn't know what I was getting into, but I would say I enjoyed most of them.
Sometimes you can be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, and so that was good, and it was a nice experience, but in the end of the day is, boy, do I really need this. There's nothing wrong with the experience, but considering the cost of education, I wonder if it's absolutely necessary to, quote unquote, 4 years. Because I know in Europe, the colleges are 3 years, but also there is a they go longer. They're in school longer than we are here in the United States. They don't take as much time off as we do here in the United States during summers, and then you have the spring, then you have the Christmas holiday and so forth. They don't do a lot of that in Europe. And but I've thought for years that our education system needs to be dug up a little bit and redone. And I don't know exactly, because I'm obviously not in education, but I just think we've been going about it the wrong way. I can't tell you why. Of course, we can just look at the results of the grades, but here's the other part of it for the general, regarding the general education. We know in the last, I don't know how many years now, almost maybe 15, close to 20, because there have been lots of stories across the country on kids getting out of high school and they're going into college and they can't do some of the basics. English and math, I mean, obviously we know the situation with the test scores, particularly here in Paso Robles. So the colleges had to adjust in many cases to kind of redo what the kids didn't learn in high school. And, for kids who got a better education, it was pretty damn boring sitting in a class having to go through stuff that the kids who were accepted into college had to basically not relearn, but learn. It's boring sitting there. Again, if you're in the know and you were, got a good education, it's extremely boring. And I don't know if it's a waste of time for the professors or teachers or whatever you want to call them. But so I think one thing can lead to another. So that's great. You want to cut this down. But if they aren't prepared coming out, even though they're accepted in, what are we going to get at the end product? Are we then pushing college education to the basic public education where we push people through, regardless if they're comprehending the work? Again, years ago, I don't know when this kind of stopped or whatever you want to say, you'd be left behind, and you'd have to repeat a grade. Or you had to go to summer school. Did they have summer school? I'm not college, Chris, but in high school when you were going?
I think so. I didn't go myself, but
well, no,
I think they did.
Okay. I don't know, because they had to make up the difference to get their diplomas. Of course, you can't do that anymore because mommy and daddy will have a hissy fit and the kid will need psychiatric care for the rest of their lives and so forth, and it's not right, and then there's a threat of a lawsuit. These are the same people that are probably asking you and I to pay for their diapers for their kids and their teenagers. So anyway, just something to throw out there regarding on that. And let's see here, the limit on that. And I went back to the Costco. Is this, I have a question. Oh no, this is a different thing there. All right. So anyway, let's see here. People Paying people in cash allows them to remain in the low-income bracket, qualifying them to receive welfare programs like Medicaid, etc. Well, this has been going on for a long time. We used to have the gentleman, he was a landscaper. He lived out at the lake, and he would tell us, or no, he would not say he would tell us. He told us how the game is played. Hey, you know, I need to work, but I can only work X amount of hours. Can you pay me in cash? And you find out, well, I'm working these amount of hours. I can only work these amount of, I only want to work these amount of hours because my girlfriend or my wife and I, we get benefits and so forth, and we lose them if we go over a certain amount. That's how it's played. That should be looked into as well because that's fraud. And I know a lot of quite a few industries that do that. And it's sometimes with a little wink, like, ha, 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 we know what's going on, but they showed me the proper paperwork, so I'm off the hook. That's the way it is played, folks, and many of you are aware of that. But again, it's only your tax money, so what the heck? What the heck? All right, 238-577-5, 238-KPRL. Also, there is a little, I don't know what you call it here. California criminal suspects can trade prison for psychiatric care. I don't know how many of you are aware of that. It was under a California law that was enacted in 2018. Defendants with qualifying mental health diagnosis can receive treatment instead of going to prison and have their records wiped clean if they finish. The process, known as mental health diversion, is not available to everybody, but it's and that would include those accused of murder and certain sex-related offenses. They say certain sex. They don't go into the details here. But there is some discretion with judges, and this has to do with the, again, to the mental health diversion. And so the legislature is trying to advance a measure that would change the rules for mental health diversion in ways that would give judges more discretion to deny it. Now, it was shaped by lawmakers from both parties responding to reports of people committing serious crimes after receiving diversions. So one of the examples that was given here is this person that is still breathing oxygen. He was arrested on suspicion of shooting another Sonoma man in the chest. And his mother, who, by the way, worked in the court system, she was a clerk or something like that, I don't know exactly, because he had mental health issues. And the mental health issues, and I'm not making fun of this, but because his father died of cancer, and a forensic psychologist diagnosed the son with post-traumatic stress disorder. So therefore, the mom thinks that he should not get any prison time for shooting a man in the chest. Unfortunate that the, and it, I don't see his age here. They don't have his age. But unfortunately for the young person who's still breathing oxygen, that his dad died of cancer. But you, guess what? A lot of people lose family members and so forth and don't go out and shoot people in the chests. And this issue with every, because of people's actions, irresponsible actions, at least in my lifetime I've seen, so there must be a disorder for it. And so we must be lenient and so forth. He shot the man in the chest. And again, his mother, understandably, does not want to see him go to prison, et cetera, et cetera. And there's a lot more to this because when you look in, when you dig into the details on the evaluation rate of the, you know, these tests for the mental health, quote unquote, experts, it's fairly shocking how inaccurate they are. Because it's a complicated issue, obviously. So, anyway, perhaps we'll get into that a little bit more. But we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. CHP has released the identity of a man killed in a crash this past weekend on Nacimiento Lake Drive. According to a release from CHP, the deceased passenger is 48-year-old Paso Robles resident Matthew Baumgardner. He was in the backseat of a vehicle driven by 44-year-old Joseph Mitchell Pate, who was arrested on suspicion of DUI that evening following the crash. A 12-year-old child was injured this weekend during an incident involving a vehicle and an e-bike. The San Luis Obispo Police Department says it occurred on Saturday, May 9th at about 4:30 p.m. at Duval Park near Spooner Drive and Welsh Court. The child sustained major injuries and has gone through several surgeries, currently in stable condition. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris DeMeo. President Trump's expected to land in China this morning. He'll meet with President Xi Jinping this evening. He says he'll ask for Xi's cooperation to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, but there are plenty of other items on the agenda.
Tariffs, AI, and rare earth minerals used in chips are also expected to come up.
Fox's Aisha Hosni in Beijing. FBI Director Kash Patel gets grilled by senators while testifying on the agency's 2027 budget request.
Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen and FBI Director Kash Patel sparring over reports about Patel's drinking habits.
Director Patel, come on. These are serious allegations that were made against you. They're allegations in a lawsuit that you filed.
The two had several heated moments.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. 12 people hospitalized after severe rain and flooding in Turkey. America's listening to Fox News.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
All righty, it's 11 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice. KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
NBA Conference semifinal action in the West. The Spurs trampled the Timberwolves 126-97 to take a 3-2 series lead. Victor Wembanyama bounced back from his first career ejection in Game 4 to put up a game-high 27 points and 17 rebounds.
I think it's super important the way we start a game because it sets the tone. The challenge is to do it for 48 minutes.
Stanley Cup playoffs. The Sabres edge the Canadiens 3-2. 22 to even up that series at 2-2. Zach Benson with the third period winner on his 21st birthday. And Pavel Dorofiev's second goal of the night came 4 minutes into overtime as the Golden Knights dip the Ducks 3-2 and lead that series 3-2. Baseball, Bailey Ober tossed a two-hitter for his first career shutout as the Twins blanked the Marlins 3-0. He only needed 89 pitches. That's a Greg Maddux special. Paul Skeens took a no-hitter into the seventh, wound up with a combo four-hitter. The Pirates topped the Rockies 3-1. Four Braves hurlers teamed up on a one-hit gem in a 5-2 win over the Cubs. Philly shaded the Red Sox. Kyle Schwarber has now homered in five straight games, leads the majors with 17 dingers. That's Wednesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside. In Pass Robles, the right choice, KPRL, 9.5 minutes away from 7.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by the good folks at Michael's Optical. That's right. They have been proudly serving you since 1979. They're located at 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero. All righty. Well, we'll have some clouds early, then some sunshine. You know how it works. Highs right around 80, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-40s. And we'll do sunny, low 80s for your Thursday. All right, so there you have today and tomorrow. And what about Friday? Mid-80s. Mid-80s Saturday, Sunday, low to mid-80s Monday, Tuesday, and next Wednesday, upper 80s. Today's UV index will be 9. Up and down we go, if we can get there, yes. Right on the nose, 6 a.m. and right on the nose, 8 p.m. And right on the nose, it's 54 degrees. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Michael's Optical. Remember, they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Okay, moving gently along, it is time for this.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
The world famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. Firearms trainer, the most complete and supplier, including all the apparel you need and want. All right, as we check in to see what animals are out there in the highways and byways and get them where they need to be, home, safe, and sound. All righty. Well, I don't know why it happened some days, but there was not one animal, not even a mouse, on the road, or a bunny rabbit, or a pig, or a deer. I didn't even see any owls. I saw nothing today coming in. That doesn't happen very often. Must be, I don't know. By the way, did you hear that the Farmer's Almanac is ending? I think Susanna said that Monday on the show. All right, anyway, if you nothing to report, but Chris, I have got a I've got a doozy for you.
You know, yesterday was a doozy too. Yes, so I'm ready for doozy part two.
Okay, and this is very recent. This was in 2021.
Ooh.
All right, three Frenchmen. They set the world record for the most variety of cheeses on a pizza. Okay. Apparently they've
got nothing better to do during COVID.
Well, think about that. At least they used their time. So, the most variety of cheeses on a pizza from these three French men, Saint-Simon. How many types of cheeses did they use?
How many could you possibly fit on a pizza is what I'm wondering. Must have been a big pizza.
I'm sure it was.
Okay, let's go with 1,000.
That's really not a bad guess.
Oh, okay, okay.
I don't know how many variety of cheeses there are.
I don't know either. I'm willing to bet more than I can count.
Well,
or more than I care to count.
Well, that would be in my buddy is Al question, I guess, to find out how many different type of cheeses there are. But so these three French men, they did this, and the world record is 834 different types of cheeses on the pizza.
All right, time for somebody to try out 835.
I'll try it if you can find. I don't, again, where would you find all that cheese?
Probably somewhere in Europe.
Well, yeah, they're Frenchmen, so yeah. But gosh,
All right. I love cheese, but there's some cheeses I won't eat.
Oh, same here.
Right?
Okay. Blue cheese is off the menu for me.
If it's in a dressing, does that count?
I haven't tried blue cheese dressing, so because I tried blue cheese before the dressing, so I don't want to try the dressing. You know what I mean?
I won't eat the blue cheese by itself, but the dressing, it's okay. So you've got two things to do, you know, within your lifetime here, all right, on your bucket list.
Spam and blue cheese dressing.
Yeah, spam and blue cheese dressing. So there you go. Something to look forward to. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. World-famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's and Atascadero. Simply go to atascaderogunshop.com. 5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL. Sports is brought to you by... Not sports. What am I talking about? Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Bass Robles in Templeton, and, of course, the One Niner Diner. All right, you're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply, and they are on file. Here we go. I need to know what this is. I'll give you a hint from the get-go. This has to do with folklore. Folklore. And I need what this is. Often depicted as immune to damage caused by ordinary weapons, being vulnerable only to silver objects. Who am I referring to, or what am I referring to? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Often depicted as immune to damage caused by ordinary weapons, being vulnerable only to silver objects. And I have to confess, this is the first time I heard of this. Folklore. All right. Chris, any idea?
I do have one, but we got people on the phone line. I don't want to take up too much time.
All right. To that phone line we will go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, the Wolfman.
The Wolfman, yes indeed, sir. Obviously, you've known that your whole life, I assume?
Probably for about 55 years.
Well, he's prepared for a Wolfman.
Okay, today, so within an hour is the first time I ever knew of that, so I learn something every day. May I have your name, sir?
Getting out of bed. George. Yeah. George Sanderson.
Anderson?
Sanderson.
Sanderson. So, George, let me ask you, of the villains such as the Wolfman and the others, who is your favorite?
Probably Frankenstein.
Frankenstein, okay.
Yeah, Boris Karloff.
Oh, of course. Yeah, Boris in there. Yeah, that's got to do that. All right, George, we have you down as a qualifier, and enjoy your day.
You too. Thank you very much.
Hi, Chris, did you know it was Wolfman?
I was going to guess werewolf. Would you have accepted that answer?
Yeah, because they intertwined.
Okay, then yeah, I did.
They because it goes back. I mean, why did I come across this morning? Oh, because it has to do with, I think, something I saw in Today in History on maybe the, let's see here. First werewolf movie by a major Hollywood studio was in 1935. Werewolf of London is released. So I can't go, okay, what's this? And the, I guess, mystique of the werewolf and stuff, it goes back centuries, and some people were put on trial. I mean, it's pretty, it's I'm not going to say elaborate, but, you know, somewhat interesting on the folklore of the werewolf.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. Templeton CST has two open seats for this November election. The only requirement for a potential board member is that they must be a registered voter within CST boundaries. Declaration of candidacy period will be July 13th through August 7th. A 12-year-old child was injured this weekend during an incident involving a vehicle and an e-bike. The Slo Police Department says it occurred Saturday, May 9th. The child sustained major injuries and has gone through several surgeries, currently in stable condition. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 54 degrees.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
And they had trials in first half of the 15th century. In 1539, Martin Luther used the form Beowulf to describe a hypothetical ruler worse than a tyrant who must be resisted. Anyway, if you got nothing better to do today, give it a shot. All right, two more hours to go. This hour, brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. They've got everything for you. You can't beat the prices. Check it out there.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.